And Gary Chris joining us now to look back at racing from the weekend, from Racing and Sports. G'day, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, good. Join yourself.
Fighting fit, thank you. What do you take away from the weekend? What were your thoughts from Brisbane, I suppose? We'll look at the main ones.
Yeah, look, no, very interesting meeting. I mean, it was good to see Boban bounce back, you know, to winning form there. He's been out of the winner's circle for quite some time. Obviously, first up, you know, he invariably runs pretty well first up. I think it was a pretty astute move by Chris to, you know, send him over 1350 fresh up, and because he was, you know, probably the best horse in the race on old form for sure. And even though he had a, you know, upset preparation last time in, I think that his form before that was, you know, wasn't too bad. And, you know, he's back to something like his best form. We've got him sitting on a time form running 120 last Saturday, which is down about 4 or 5 pounds on what we've seen him do, you know, at the peak of his form. So whether he will get back to that level in the future remains to be seen. But certainly the way Chris was talking, he might just put him away now and bring him back. And we might see him actually be quite dominant, you know, because we do have a distinct lack of weight for those gallopers at the top level, don't we?
Yeah, and it's interesting too, the way Chris was sort of open-minded after the race, the comments I heard from him and watching him on Sky. You wonder whether or not the Stradbroke would be a temptation, just keep him fresh and run him in that and then straight out in the paddock, or whether go to the paddock now.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, obviously the weight, I think, is going to be, you know, a concern. And there are a lot of, you know, lightly raced horses down the bottom of the weight, you know, like Lamosti and Lejeune, that, you know, may make it difficult for him, particularly. I'm not sure what weight he's got. Do you know what weight he's actually got?
Boban, yep, yeah. I'll just bring it up for you now. 58.
58, yeah, he's probably going to be giving away 7 or 8 kilos from perhaps to those fillies. But, I mean, you know, 58's not a lot of weight for a horse like him that, you know, with his record, he's a multiple Group 1 winner and certainly got that devastating turn of foot when he gets into the clear. So, I mean, apart from him, I thought Charlie Boy was strong again. His third run for Peter Snowden, this guy's just gone to a new level. He's, you know, his last start when he, you know, won a Group 3 company at Doom, and he re-reached his previous peak. Well, now he's gone to, I think, 121 on Saturday, and, you know, another very strong performance by him. So, you know, Peter and Paul Snowden have got him going very well, and Jen Lepo's confirmed that form out of the all-age start, running pretty much to that same number. So, in terms of, you know, the sort of fitting a number on the race and the ratings around it, it hangs together pretty well for us. We think that's about where it sits.
Brilliant effort by Chris Waller, wasn't it? Really just find the right race and plan it, work backwards and get the horse ready for the race.
Yeah, look, planning, he must have a lot of horses there in his stable to, you know, to plan programs for, and he's obviously very successful at it. So, you know, yeah, all the credit to him. But I thought on the same program, Sean, the winner of the last race, Lejeune, obviously, you know, very impressive performance. And, you know, this race, the Fred Best Classic, has actually been a very good race. I mean, Boban actually ran second in it in 2013 to Planet Kingdom. But, you know, some winners of this race just go through, if you like, Mental in 2012. He probably would have won the Stradbroke had he got a start that year. And of course, you go back to La Montagne back in 2006, and she took the Stradbroke double after winning this race. So when you look at her form, her rating from that race, we've got Najim running a figure of 3 pounds superior on Saturday, and with, you know, 3.3 lengths up her sleeve. So, you know, we think she's got more to come from that rating, and certainly if we do decide to go that way, she's certainly going to be very hard to beat.
All right, now we've got Ballarat hot in our heels here. Bohemian Lily from the Roses heading towards the Oaks.
Yeah, look, I mean, she was, you know, very strong, you know, tradesman-like performance. You know, in terms of, you know, a rating for the race, you know, you've got her sitting on a figure of 105, which is a pretty low-quality renewal. And I think that, you know, even though she'll be hard to beat, she had 4 lengths up her sleeve there. But I think Winx is, you know, if she does produce her best form, she's certainly, you know, superior figure in, you know, on our numbers. And you know, I think she remains the horse to beat in the race.
All right. Size, look to the stars, and now that I am invincible, I just keep winning.
Yeah, good performance here. This probably had a bit of form, you know, in the lead up to the Golden Slipper as well. And obviously she's taken that form there to Queensland. Ran a figure of 107 with us, which is slightly better than she'd done previously. in Sydney, where we saw her run just there behind Speak Fondly, and that was, she's beaten under a length that day. So she's, you know, taken that form there. So, I mean, you know, she could, you know, probably, you know, get away with another race up there. But, you know, I think the quality of this form is for a little bit below par.
All right, Upham, good strong win in the Grand Prix.
Yeah, again, it was a strong win. And you know, again, a low rating renewal for us. When you go back through this race, the history of it, you know, your Hotspur in 2013 with a figure of 111, Brambles in 2012, 111, same figure. They both went on to complete the Derby double. And then you go back even further in time to a horse like Air Seattle, we know pretty well, in a figure of 122 to win this race. So when you look at where Upham sits, he's way, way off that form. So, you know, again, we're looking at probably a low rating, a renewal of the Queensland Derby, unless something jumps out of the ground.
Gary, I'm going to have to dash. We've got a chockers blow day today. We'll catch you next week.
Okay, mate. Good on you.